The French singer Jane entertains a crowd of more than 45,000 before the opening game of the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. And once the action got underway on the field at the Parc des Princes, it was scarcely less entertaining. The tournament's opening match featured host nation France playing South Korea, and it didn't take long for the hosts to make their mark. They opened the scoring in just the 9th minute of play. Here's how SBS commentator David Bashir described it.
Henri released for France. Amédine Henri, near post. It's in. Wonderful goal. And it's left off for France's World Cup campaign. Eugénie Lesamer.
A pass setting up French captain Amandine Henry on the right-hand side of the French attack. Her pass, in turn, back into the centre of the field, setting up the goal scored by Eugénie Lesamer. That set the tone for the game. France even able to afford having a goal ruled out by the video assistant referee later in the first half. French defender Wendy Renard, the tallest player at the tournament at 187 centimetres, put her height to good use. She scored two-headed goals, both from corners, before half-time to have France up 3-0 at the break. Another goal, fittingly from the captain Henri, rounded out the French victory in the second half. 4-0 the final score. It's a very good start to the tournament for France, but their coach, Corinne Diacre, says it's merely what she expected. She says their fast start played a big role in winning the game.
Yes, listen, I think we started the game well.
On s'est rendu la tâche facile en marquant assez rapidement.
On the right track, and
surtout,
we made our
on
ne
s'est pas démobilisé après le deuxième but refusé pour un hors-jeu. Donc on a continué à jouer et puis l'important c'était de mettre un deuxième but avant la pause.
On a même fait mieux puisqu'on en a mis un troisième.
On va dire qu'à la mi-temps, c'est vrai que les choses, on les avait rendues simples.
We'd made things easy by the half-time interval.
On the other end of the result, South Korean coach Yoon Deok-yo is apologising for what happened.
네, 한국에서 늦은 시간까지 먼저 우리 선수들을 응원해 주신 팬 여러분들께 먼저 죄송하다는 말씀 먼저 드리겠습니다.
Sorry to the soccer fans in Korea. Today's match showed how France is strong. I cannot pinpoint one player. Many of the French players showed very aggressive performance in a good way, and especially on both sides, Cascarino and Diani and Luis Sommer. Those players have great techniques and they are very fast. So it was very hard for my players to mark those players.
One thing that helps South Korea after this first up thrashing is the tournament's generous format. It's made up of 6 groups of 4 with the top 2 teams in each group and the 4 best ranked third place teams from groups going through to the knockout stage. France is back in action on Thursday against Norway in Nice. South Korea plays Nigeria next on Wednesday. Day 2 of the tournament sees 3 matches. In Group A, Nigeria and Norway play each other. Norway will start heavy favourites in a match that will be refereed by an Australian, Kate Jasiewicz. In Group B, Spain will likewise start heavy favourites against South Africa. But perhaps the highlight of the day will be seeing Germany's first game. They come into this tournament ranked the number 2 side in the world, behind only the defending world champions, the United States. Germany plays China in Rennes. They're expected to win handsomely. But German coach Maria Vos Tecklenburg says China has been a difficult side to prepare for, and she respects what China can do, especially in attack.
Wir haben China natürlich jetzt schon länger beobachtet.
The team changed from time to time because they have a lot of players available, domestic players. So it was a bit tricky. In the end, we tried to focus on the performance. I think the team China, especially from the Algarve Cup until the World Championship, had a very positive evolution. It was a team, especially with quality in the offensive game. with a lot of good players and able to decide a match, a very intelligent way of playing. And I see them especially in the offensive area because they need chances to score and to close, which is something that, of course, we want to prevent. So we'll try to be very compact and to stand together.
Das Spiel in die Schnittstellen nicht zuzulassen, das wird sicherlich eine große Herausforderung morgen sein.
And the Matildas continue preparations for their opening match tomorrow night against Italy. They're expected to win, but concern has been raised over their defence in the lead-up to the World Cup, given they have conceded 11 goals in their last three games. But defender Alana Kennedy says, although they're making efforts to step up that part of their game, particularly from situations like corners and free kicks, the team is confident they will rise to the occasion.
We are very aware and want to make sure as a backline we are keeping things tight. So definitely one of our focuses is the set pieces and trying to tighten that up. But we're not concerned about it. They're just friendly matches and a World Cup is so different.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.